Unit 1, Lesson 1A, Exercises 7 and 8. Speaker 1.
I was browsing in a second-hand bookshop a couple of weeks ago, looking for a present for my uncle, when I saw a children's book on the shelf. The title didn't ring a bell, but the picture on the cover was really evocative. I'm sure we had that book when I was very young. I opened it and started reading. Surprisingly, the story didn't jog any memories. Maybe it belonged to my older sister, because I didn't remember anything about it at all, except for the picture on the front. Maybe I used to pick it up and just look at the pictures. Anyway, I bought it. I'm going to show it to my sister and see if she can remember it too.
Speaker 2.
Last weekend, my brother and I were helping our parents move house. We found a big box of stuff in the attic, stuff from years ago. A lot of it was just junk, but some of it really took me back to my childhood. For example, there was a China dog that I used to love when I was about 3 years old. I guess my parents couldn't bear to throw it away when I got older, so they put it in a box in the attic, and it stayed there for 15 years. There were some of my old school books too, from my first year at primary school, and obviously loads of my brother's things too. We spent ages looking through them. It was a real trip down memory lane.
Speaker 3.
I went to see my grandfather a couple of weeks ago, and he asked me to get the lawnmower out of the garage for him. While I was there, I saw a box of old cassettes. Some of them had children's songs on them, and I remembered them really clearly from when I was just 2 or 3 years old. My granddad hasn't got a cassette player anymore, and neither have I, but he said I could take the cassettes with me. A few days later, I borrowed a cassette player from a friend of my dad's and listened to the cassettes. Although I hadn't heard them for at least 15 years, the songs were so familiar. All the memories came flooding back. Memories of being at my grandparents' house and listening to the songs over and over again. The amazing thing is, I still knew all the words by heart.
Speaker 4.
I came home from university last summer and found that my mum was clearing out my bedroom. Apparently, she wanted to turn it into a guest room. Anyway, I didn't really mind that too much because I'm not there very often. So I was helping her to clear up and I found this box of old books and photos and stuff. There was one photo that really made me stop and look. I was with a friend. His face is so familiar, but I can't remember his name. I showed the photo to my mum, but she couldn't remember anything about it and didn't know who the boy was. Mind you, she's got a memory like a sieve, so I wasn't too surprised. She can't remember what she had for breakfast. It's frustrating because I know the boy was a close friend at that time when I was maybe 3 or 4 years old. But what's his name? Oh, I've been racking my brains ever since, but I just can't remember.